I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. I am supposed to be at something in like 10 minutes and I've got this podcast to record. Probably not going to make it, probably for the best because I think I'm getting sick. I'm starting to feel run down and kind of crappy. It may also be the fact that I drank an entire pot of coffee and haven't really left the basement all day. So that may be why I feel cold and run down, because my body is trying desperately to stay warm. I also may be sick because I went and saw a movie last night in a very packed theater. So there's that. This particular installment of the podcast has some very interesting music. I think it's got a nice flow. It's a wintry mix without being super sad and depressing. I think it's got some interesting sounds going for it. And this first track is about as rambunctious as it's going to get, and it certainly is. For whatever reason, this track did not make my top 10 songs of 2014, and I have no idea why. I think I came to this record a little bit late, and I'm kind of kicking myself for that. From his album Metamodern Sounds and Country Music, this is Sturgill Simpson with Life of Sin.
Two, three, four! Well, things have been a little complicated. Quality life has got me down. Well, sex is cheap and talk is overrated. And the boys
working on the sound. But a little happiness, a little love was all I wanted. Sure as hell thought I'd found it, but I was wrong. She left my heart feeling taunted, and my memories all haunted. But it's her I have to thank all my songs. So every day I'm smoking my brain hazy, all I can do to keep from going crazy. But the paranoia slowly creeping in. Oh, I keep drinking myself silly on the way for this hellbilly. And I thank God for this here life of sin. Look in the mirror and spy the sight of everything, all that I've become. Level up my medication, some might find tear my dick. That's all right, it don't bother me, no. Down. Well, sex is cheap and it's all is overrated. And the boys and me still working on the sound.
Yeah. Thank you.
From the compilation on Stag O'Lee Records, Slow Grind Fever Volume 2, that was Santo and Johnny with Summertime. Santo and Johnny, who did Sleepwalk, one of the great instrumental classics. Yeah, those Slow Grind Fever compilations on Stag O'Lee, get them. They're fantastic. You can either buy them on two individual LPs or you can buy both volumes on a CD. The CD is, of course, cheaper, but the vinyl is pretty badass. It's got some nice notes and things like that. Basically, anything Stag O'Lee puts out is fantastic, and I highly recommend grabbing. Before that, Shingoose doing Silver River from Native North America Volume 1. That is a compilation of Native American rock, folk bands and groups from the 60s and 70s, most of which are from Canada. It's out now on Light in the Attic. It's a 3-LP box set with a fantastic booklet that sort of gives a lot of information about these bands you may and quite likely have never heard of, honestly. It's probably one of the best purchases I made last year. That was a Christmas present to my wife and myself from me. And wow, it's one of those that you listen to once and it's quite good, and then you start really diving into it and reading the notes and listening even closer, and it just gets better and better. I cannot recommend it enough, as with everything Light in the Attic does, really. And before that, Tav Falco's Panther Burns with Snake Drive from Behind the Magnolia Curtain. That's from the re-release on Fat Possum Records. That is like a double LP that also comes with the Blow Your Top 12-inch. And we started everything off with Sturgill Simpson doing Life of Sin from Metter Modern Sounds in Country Music. Probably the best honky-tonk record of forever. Obviously, there's a lot of Waylon Jennings in there, but I also hear some Merle Haggard and just a bit of sort of like the Bakersfield sound in the background. I really dig it. We're going to slow things down or keep slowing things down with this next set from the soundtrack to the film Stoker. This is Emily Wells and Clint Mansell with If I Ever Had a Heart.
To wake and run with the moon, live like a rake and a young man. Covered my lovers with flowers and wounds, my laughter the devil would frighten. The sun she would come and beat me back down, but every cruel day has its nightfall. I'd welcome the stars with wine and guitars full of fire and forgetful. My body was sharp, the dark air was clean, and outraged my joyful companion. Whispering women, how sweet did they seem, kneeling for me to command them. The time was like water, but I was a sea. I'd never have noticed it passing, except for the turning of night into day, turning of day into cursing. Look at you now, don't think I don't know what all your eyes are saying. Want us to believe these rants and these lies, tricks that his brain's been a-playing. A lover of women, he can't hardly stand. He trembles, he's bent and he's broken. I've fallen, it's true, but I say unto you, hold your tongues until after I've spoken. I was taking my pride with the pleasures I'd known. I laughed and said I'd be forgiven. But my laughter turned round, eyes all ablaze, and said, son, there's gonna be a wedding. I buried my head and spoke once again, the day to the night we are binding. Now the dark air burning my skin, and even the moonlight is blinding. Now the dark air burning my skin, and even the moonlight is blinding.
from the Room 237 soundtrack on Death Waltz Records. That was Jonathan Snipes and William Hudson with Emotional Architecture. Room 237 is a, I'm not even going to say it's a documentary, it's a compilation of people talking about the various interpretations one might have for Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, most of which are entirely ridiculous, one of which is quite good. And it's all very, very entertaining. It's kind of weird. If you buy the LP, it comes with a CD that has expanded tracks. But what's strange is that there are tracks that are on the CD that are not on the 12-inch, and there are tracks that are on the 12-inch that are not on the CD. So it's very interesting. Emotional Architecture is one that is only on the vinyl release. Before that, Rake, originally by Townes Van Zandt, by Wino, a.k.a. Scott Weinreich, of The Obsessed and St. Vitus. That is from Songs of Townes Van Zandt. That is one of two compilations, both of which feature a lot of people who are part of the either Neurosis or Neurot Records family, all doing Townes Van Zandt songs. It's a little, it's okay. That Wino track is probably the best version on any of those. I think there's actually even a 10-inch EP that came out before this LP that you can get. It's good stuff. It's not like fantastic, but definitely like if you like any of those bands and you want to hear like sort of like more dirgy like solo stuff, that's very welcome in your collection. Before that, HMP Sean William Ryder, that is from Mogwai's new EP that came out last year. Music Industry 3, Fitness Industry 1, that is a dual release by Rock Action Records and Sub Pop. Those are the first three tracks, including HMP Sean William Ryder, are from the Rave Tapes sessions and sort of like B-sides, and there are like three remixes on there. I'm not particularly fond of the remixes, but those original songs are just as good as anything else they've recorded. And before that, we had Emily Wells with Clint Mansell doing If I Ever Had a Heart from the Stoker soundtrack. So good. We love Clint Mansell. We've got one more set, and it's pretty much instrumental, although there are some vocals on this first song. From their album Oceanic, this is Isis with False Light.
Bye.
from their album Computer World. That was Kraftwerk with Computer Love. I went out on Saturday after I went got off work, and there's a record sale I go to when it happens that's in basically an old carpentry workshop, and it's crazy, and I tend to spend like a lot of money on dollar records. But there's a new dude who opened up like sort of a shop right next to it, and wow. I found some very great dollar records, including that one. Like, it's an old library record, but the vinyl's in great shape and the LP's in good shape. And, it, like, seriously, Kraftwerk for a dollar. As long as it plays, it's pretty great. And I never want to share where that is with anybody else except for my brother, because we tend to go and hit that pretty regularly. Fantastic, fun stuff, digging for vinyl with your sib. Before that, Wolfman of Mars with All the Terrible Times. That is from their upcoming release, Gemisu, that will be on Poisoned Mind Records, who you may recall or know from their releases of the like straight-to-video soundtracks for stuff like Tales from Quaded Zone and Black Devil Doll. And that, they've got some music from Wolfman of Mars. Not to be confused with Werewolves of Siberia, who do similar sorts of stuff. Although I like Wolfman of Mars a lot better. If you're a big fan of the Shooting Guns soundtrack to Wolf Cop, definitely up your alley. And we started everything off with Isis doing False Light from Oceanic. That just got repressed by Robotic Empire, and you can get it on all kinds of cool colors. And it's pretty neat. It's a double LP. And that does it for this podcast. I will be back in 2 weeks, I think, based on the massive amount of very clean, very nice country music vinyl I got at this record sale. That will be what we'll be focusing on. It may change. Who knows? But in the meantime, tell your friends with bands, record labels, zines, etc. Send me stuff for review and play on this podcast. Tell your friends to download and listen. You can find this every 2 weeks at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog. You can also find me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. And until next time, thanks for downloading and listening.